the phone on Static this evening. It is fantastic to have someone who's getting ready to pack his bags to come back down to Australia. Deb Demure from Drab Majesty. How do you do?
Greetings. Hi, I'm well.
Good to have you guys heading back here again. This is kind of coming back triumphant because last time there were sold out shows and all sorts of things.
Yeah, pretty surprising. We just kind of showed up and there was a crowd for us, and that was humbling, absolutely.
That said, Deb, this time around there is a festival appearance in Wollongong, and now I wouldn't have thought that Drab Majesty outdoors in the daylight is your optimum time and place. Does something like that make your skin crawl, or are you going to be okay?
Oh no. Do we know for a fact it's a daytime performance?
Well, you need to get this worked out. If it is going to be daytime, we'll have to get a solar eclipse or something happening, something that would fit Drab Majesty.
We'll put that in our rider as a request.
And so no matter where you go, do you find your people? Do you find an audience pretty much no matter where you go?
At this point, I would say yes. There's always this small town where word hasn't gotten out, or maybe they don't have internet yet or something like that. But for the most part, yeah, there is an audience.
Does that surprise you? I guess in the 21st century with internet and things like that, people can lock into bands from no matter where they are. But are you still amazed that this sort of underground community exists that's so supportive and passionate?
Yeah, I am, especially with everyone's tastes and attention veering all sorts of directions now. It's amazing that there is such a scene for this music. I can't say the same for other music. I don't know much about the indie rock world or what that is, but it seems a lot more distracted and less communal. So yeah, this is quite a treat to have a renaissance of this music and such a passionate network of people that have championing it.
And Deb, you can speak from experience about the networks or lack thereof for other kinds of music, because you spent a lot of time in other bands before you formed Drab Majesty. You were a drummer for some LA groups like Marriages and Dark Mare. So was that a very different experience before you formed your own band?
Well, doing drums is an entirely different experience than any instrument, mainly because it's atonal, not a harmonic instrument. As far as the scenes and the communities, there's definitely some overlap, and there wasn't a large stretch to sidestep into Drab Majesty as far as listenership and support. It happened pretty naturally.
Were you that frustrated drummer? Were you sitting up the back dreaming about having your own band?
I just wanted to contribute harmonic ideas, and maybe certain bands I played in wouldn't give me the time of day, because when does a drummer have any good melodic ideas, you know? They just need to keep the time. So I guess, yeah, secretly I was playing guitar on the side and trying to come up with my own songs.
And where did the idea for those songs come from, Deb? I mean, did you in part look back at formative bands and records for you?
There was no conscious nod to nostalgia or any efforts to unearth or revisit some of these things. I was more interested in folk guitar playing, fingerstyle guitar playing, a la Nick Drake and even Mark Kozelek, a big influence for me. So a lot of these songs started out on acoustic guitar, and then it was more of the aesthetic shift to using effects, delay, chorus, reverb, flange, these sounds that we have grown accustomed to attribute to the 80s, which kind of made Drab Majesty sound. But I obviously listened to this music, of course. It wasn't a conscious, deliberate unearthing or revisitation, no.
So in an alternate universe, Drab Majesty sound like Bert Jansch or something, do they?
Yeah, sure.
And also, so when you started adding, as you said, delay and effects and things like that, is that kind of Moorish? Did you kind of get hooked on crafting this sound then?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's just once you start incorporating these instruments, and I mean, tools, pedals and effects, it really becomes a exercise in playing with currency, electrical currency, and there's infinite ways you can take your tone. I know a lot of guitar nerds out there, tone seekers, can agree that they really never end. The sky's the limit. So being able to bend and sculpt a sound, it's really an exciting journey that really never ends, and Drab Majesty is definitely an exploration in that.
And also, Deb, I heard an interesting story about you getting into music another way. In LA in the early 2000s, you were sort of fishing records out of thrift store bins as well. So is that how you built a sound, or I guess a record collection and an identity, where you were actually fishing out old people's records and listening to them?
Of course, there's a multitude of thrift stores here that always have the kind of dusty record bin in the back of the store, most of which won't play, or you're likely to find just infinite Dolly Parton or Perry Como records and no one wants to listen to anymore. But there's always occasionally a gem like a Wang Chung or a Rod Stewart record or Thompson Twins, you know, that just, you just pulled this out. And yeah, I guess I started to kind of hone a collection and a direction for collecting. I'm still a big record collector. The advent of Discogs makes that all the more tempting and dangerous.
But I guess it's harder to be a record collector now that prices have jacked up. Like, it seems like you probably benefited from 10 or 15 years ago when people were getting rid of their records before they started recollecting them again.
Absolutely, yeah. I can't say the same for the synthesizer wave, where all these big clunky boxes that we make music on now are extremely expensive and one day were a thing of the past when everyone wanted to go to the computers. But that was an era that you could buy a $4,000 synthesizer now for $400 then. But yeah, I can definitely say that I've watched record prices increase. So I definitely scored some cool stuff early on, for sure.
And Deb, it seems that music for you is a process of self-examination, both for the band and also your audience, because it was a trip to Greece that inspired the themes of this record, Modern Mirror, right? The mirror coming from the classic Greco-Roman myth of Narcissus. So did you go on this trip and sort of then have a light bulb go off and sort of have an idea about how you wanted to create a narrative for the latest Drab Majesty record?
Yeah, absolutely, just like that. Spending so much time there, being steeped in the antiquity that is Athens and all of its gorgeous ruins interspersed throughout the city, it was kind of an obvious direction. And the themes kind of took shape when I got home and kind of made sense of my experience there and my visiting these ruins and museums and kind of synthesizing what I wanted to talk about and how I could relate it to the topography and the mythology of Athens in a way just to distill that into something that seemed contemporary and relevant.
I guess that's also an extension of being a thrift store shopper as well, going back even further into history's past.
I guess, yeah, I guess you could say that's some of the most ancient thrifting, for sure, yeah.
It seems that those ideas from this record could also be a caution about modern society's self-obsession. Noise of the Void's got that great opening line, surrounded by reactive eyes, mass reaction sadness, which seems a pretty adequate summation of contemporary online living as well, Deb.
Yeah, you got it right. That's definitely what definitely our game. I think we collectively have chosen to reject a lot of our tactile realities and just the experience of people and communication in real time, in real space, sharing air with other beings. I think it's become really easy to get caught in abstract representation of ourselves and our world, and it's very enticing through these venues like social media platforms and whatnot.
Did some of those ideas also feed into the idea for you performing as this alter ego, Deb Demure, because you costume up for your performances and have a great line in wigs and sunglasses? So did you want to create a persona as well for this band?
Yeah, I mean, the personas are first and foremost a way for us to kind of exit our human bodies on stage and embody something that is alien and unrelatable, but also kind of relatable. It's just an interstitial place where it's not a rocker on stage, you know, purging these emotional clots, but it's also something that's theatrical and kind of absurd as well. And I like that play between something that doesn't quite know exactly what it is. It's a way for us to abandon our personalities, enter something that's up for interpretation.
It's almost like pulling on your superhero costume, Deb.
I guess in some ways, yeah, it is. I don't feel we're fighting too much crime, but we're definitely trying to do something different.
Well, I look forward to you doing something different when you get down to Australia real soon. You're at this festival in Wollongong on Saturday the 29th of February. And the week before, we get you in Sydney at Oxford Art on Saturday the 22nd of February. So looking forward to having you back here, Deb. We might have a listen to Long Division off of the Drab Majesty album right now. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Thanks, Deb. This is Drab Majesty on Static.